Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limmler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about having a great, full life and looking at various things that God desires that we be filled with, but not only does he desire that we be filled with them, but he's the one that does the filling. He makes it possible. And so much of this that God wants in our life is, well, things that we can't do on our own. And we become his children when we allow him to mold us and to shape us and to fill us with his presence. And so this morning we're going to talk and pray about being full of faith. And interesting verse I chose for this because it, on the surface, may not look or sound like it talks about faith, but I believe it's a powerful verse in regard to faith. 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul's writing and he says, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." If you hear that and you think, well, where's the faith? Well, I believe it's in that phrase, full acceptance. Being full of faith says I not only believe God's word, but I act upon it. I accept it in a way that changes me. And for Paul to be writing this in the same sentence as saying that he is the worst of sinners, it shows this great faith that he believes God can do what he says. If there's hope for him, if he's willing to accept the truth, the saying that Jesus came to save sinners, then it applies to all that he would talk to. I think one of the difficulties is we struggle with seeing ourselves as that bad. Paul recognized that the work that he had done against Christ, against those who were Christians, were proclaiming the name of Christ, who were living for Christ, was as bad as it gets. And so he can say with confidence that this deserves full acceptance. This deserves a great faith that Jesus came to save sinners. When we begin to think of ourselves as pretty good people, it often diminishes our ability to be full of faith, of accepting the truth of the purpose of Jesus coming to earth. And so, in our mind at least, I'm guessing most of us wouldn't say it out loud, is we kind of shift that focus to Jesus came to save some sinners. He came to save good sinners. He came to save, well, people like me, not people like them. And we kind of define them to be people that we think are extremely bad because they sin in ways that we don't. But when we begin to view ourselves as the worst of sinners, that our offense against Christ is as bad as it gets, then it begins to fill us with this great faith that accepts the truth of God's word regarding the desire of Jesus, something that God says is that none would perish. That's his desire. And so we grow in this fullness of faith that is willing to not only live out an acceptance of Jesus, not only live out his purpose in our life, but a willingness to share it. When we realize, when we accept, when we fully accept by faith that Jesus Christ came to save sinners, then we ought to be motivated to share that news, to take hope to a dying world. If we somehow discovered a cure for an incurable disease, and held on to it selfishly, refused to share it with those who were dying, and the world found out that we had acted in such a way, at the very least, there would be an uproar about our selfishness, about our lack of empathy, about our uncaring attitude. Maybe even about our greed, about our divisiveness, about our prejudice. You see, there's this thought, and our modern culture tends to base it around money. Companies develop various things that are helpful so that they can make a profit. It hasn't always been that way. There are times for the good of humanity that people share what they discover, what they know, what God has put within them. But we have a cure for the deadliest problem ever, and that's sin. And maybe the struggle is our faith is not quite full. We've not fully accepted that Jesus came to save sinners. As I said to start with, we add little words like came to save some sinners, came to save good sinners. And we know the solution and we keep it to ourselves. Now granted, the difficulty, and not everyone keeps it to themselves, and many that are listening are very diligent about sharing the good news of Jesus. Not everybody wants to hear it, and that kind of makes it look like people don't care. And yet we continue on as Paul did, in the midst of opposition, in the midst of rejection, in the midst of disappointment, with great faith, knowing that those who do accept, fully accept God's word, accept his promise that he came to save sinners, can find that salvation in Jesus. You see, it is a truth worthy of full acceptance. That no matter how bad we are, and many times we're worse than what we think we are, and for some, you're not as bad as you think you are. We tend to misjudge ourselves one way or the other. But regardless of how we evaluate ourselves, God says we're guilty. We all have sinned. But he wants us to have great faith, to fully accept that he came to save us from our sins, to give us new life, to redeem us, to buy us back from sin, to restore us to himself, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so today, as we spend time praying, The question begins with ourselves. Do I fully accept that Jesus came to save me from my sin? And if so, am I full of enough faith? A faith that God fills me with by His Spirit to share the good news with others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself and given us the tools that we need to be right with You. That our sin has separated us from You, a great sin, such that there's nothing we can do about it short of surrendering and allowing Jesus to save us. So God, today, as we live life, as we consider our sin, may we look to You for the seeds of faith that we need in order to fully accept, fully believe, fully trust in the work done by Jesus on the cross, in the grave, in His resurrection. And Father, may we not only accept this truth for ourselves, but may our full acceptance of it realize that it belongs to everyone. That Your desire is that none would perish, and that ought to be our desire as well. That ought to be a reflection of our full acceptance of Your love, of Your mercy, of Your correction, of Your forgiveness. So, Father, today, as we live life, as You fill us with Your Spirit, as we live as those filled with great faith, may we share freely the good news that Jesus did indeed come to save sinners. And each of us, because it's not a contest, each of us can accurately say we are the worst. And so, Father, today, may we lift up Jesus as a solution to the deadliest problem of all, of sin, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.